Hachette Audio presents The Dead of Winter, The Demons, Witches, and Ghosts of Christmas. Written by Sarah Clegg. Read by Hannah Curtis. Introduction and epilogue. Read by Sarah Clegg.
For Max, for every joyous Christmas together so far and every one to come, and also for this one when you came with me to Wassails and Krampus runs and Stonehenge solstices, I think it would be impossible to love someone more than I love you. A sad tale's best for winter. I have one of sprites and goblins. William Shakespeare, The Winter's Tale. Introduction. The Year Walk, 24th December. Before dawn on Christmas Eve, I slip out of the house and into a howling, windswept night, the bells of the Christmas wreath jingling wildly as I pull the front door closed behind me. I haven't spoken to anyone since midnight. I haven't looked into any fires. I haven't eaten anything. I brought a torch with me, hoping that it doesn't count as a fire on some technicality, but I needn't have worried. Behind the scudding clouds, there's a bright moon, nearly full, flooding the countryside with a cold white glow. Even in complete darkness, though, I feel like I know my way. I'm at my parents' house for Christmas, and these are paths I've walked since I was a child. Up to the top of the road, turn left. Past the shattered stump of the medieval wayside cross, over the drainage ditch, turn right onto the old farm track. The route is so familiar, and yet this morning it feels off-kilter, shifting in the ever-changing moonlit shadows and the fierce wind that's wrenching the trees into twisted shapes. I'm walking faster than I need to, tripping in the two large boots I've borrowed from my mother, trying not to look too hard or linger too long. I know I mustn't let my unease turn into fear. At best, fear might undo the magic I'm trying to invoke. At worst, it could summon something dangerous. Once I've hopped the fence into the meadows, I stop. I'm supposed to be getting far enough away from the houses that I can't hear a cock crow, and while no one keeps chickens in the village anymore, I've read online that the sound carries about a mile. This is far enough. I turn, bearing right across the field into a little patch of woodland, until I can see the village church ahead of me, the whitewashed tower a beacon in the moonlight, looming over the trees. My path puts me out at the edge of the graveyard, a dark, glittering Christmas tree just across the road. I perch on the low stone wall that rings the sprawling patch of gravestones and settle down to watch for the ghosts of next year's dead. It was the Christmas witches who brought me here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?